About 10% of the nation's 14 and 15-year-olds help care for someone at home, according to the Australian Institute of Family Studies. New research from the Institute has found those responsibilities often affect the child's performance at school. Samantha Donovan reports.
Sydney teenager Mary helps look after her dad, who has motor neurone disease, and her younger brother. He has severe autism and an intellectual disability.
Normally I'll be helping with mostly supervision of my brother. So I'll be helping him do things like get dressed, eat and have a bath and that sort of thing, and just making sure that he's always safe. And I'll also help my dad out with things like cooking sometimes and occasionally making phone calls. Yeah, and then, you know, I just have my everyday life of going to school and doing my study.
Mary, who doesn't want to use her last name, finds her schoolwork can be affected by her role at home.
For example, the mornings are quite stressful for us because there's a lot to do in the morning, as there is for every family. But, you know, we've got to get my brother ready for school as well. Sometimes my mum has to help my dad out. So I'm often late in the mornings, which can have a bit of an impact on how much class time I get. And on the weekends and after school, it can just be really unpredictable about when I am going to be having good, solid study time.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies has drawn a clear link between being a carer and school performance. It analysed the responses of 3,500 14 and 15-year-olds and their Year 9 NAPLAN results. The Institute's Dr. Diana Warren.
The ones that were providing help for a household member on a daily basis for at least 2 hours a day, they were falling behind by at least 1.5 years in reading at the Year 9 level and about 15 months in numeracy.
What do you put that down to?
The time and sort of stress of that responsibility of caring for a household member.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies believes the data shows young carers need support programs to help them do well at school. Mary says more respite care for her dad and brother would help her family, but she's concerned the National Disability Insurance Scheme may not offer it.
The NDIS is more framed around making good life decisions for the people that we're caring for, the people with disabilities and severe illnesses, which is great. But it's also really important that we take care of our carers, because carers contribute so much to our society, and without supporting carers, carers can burn out. So for me, it might be when I'm doing my trial exams or during the HSE, our family might need a bit of extra support so that my brother can be taken care of and my mum can support me in my exams.
What an amazing young woman. Young Sydney carer Mary, ending Samantha Donovan's report.